I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Last night, a group of protesters hit a major road in Atlanta to call for safer streets for bicyclists and electric scooter riders. A large group formed what they called a human-protected sidewalk on West Peachtree Street right outside the Art Center MARTA station, near where a scooter rider was struck and killed last week. It was the second scooter-related fatality this year. Federal officials wrapped up an affordable housing expo in Atlanta yesterday. U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Ben Carson attended the event. He says the lack of affordable housing is becoming a crisis.
We've reached the point where many of our nation's nurses, firemen, policemen, mechanics can't live in the same neighborhoods where they work.
Carson says fewer regulations for cities and developers is one way to improve affordability. A federal judge has dismissed a legal challenge to a tax the city of Savannah imposes on guided tours. U.S. District Court Judge William T. Moore Jr. ruled Monday he lacks jurisdiction over whether the $1 per adult customer tax is unfair. He said the issue belongs in state courts. The tax challenge was part of a 2014 lawsuit that also claimed Savannah violated tour guides' free speech rights by requiring them to pass a written history test to obtain a license. Moore ruled in the tour guide's favor on that issue in May, though Savannah had scrapped the licensing ordinance in 2015. The tour tax helps pay for maintenance of Savannah's historic monuments. Tour guides say it's unfair because other businesses that profit from tourism don't have to pay it. A former Air Force pilot and Delta Airlines executive is now the head of the Federal Aviation Administration. Stephen Dixon was confirmed yesterday by the U.S. Senate. Dixon spent 27 years at Delta, first as a pilot and later overseeing pilots until he retired last fall. The FAA has been without a confirmed administrator since January of 2018. In other business news, Atlanta-based UPS is reporting strong quarterly profits and revenue with demand for next-day delivery soaring. Wednesday, the company posted second-quarter net income of $1.69 billion, or $1.94 per share. That's 3 cents better than Wall Street had expected, according to a survey by Zacks Investment Research. Revenue of $18.05 billion also exceeded projections. Next-day air volume jumped more than 30% during the period compared to last year. And in sports, the Atlanta Falcons have another day of training camp open to the public today at their Flowery Branch training facility. Their first preseason game is on August 1st against the Denver Broncos. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.